God has a powerful and encouraging word for you from the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message from the book of Acts next. The encouraging word. That's right. We'll be turning to the book of Acts chapter 2 in just a moment as we open God's word and hear a message from Dr. Don Wilton called This Jesus. Yes, Dr. Don Wilton is our teacher here on The Encouraging Word, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor. And in just a few minutes, as we study the Word together, he'll be quick to remind you we are in this together. And even though we're separated by distance, by this technology, we can unite our hearts in Christ and pray for one another. If you'd like us to pray with you and for you, call us. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to the book of Acts, and chapter 2. So you'll need your Bibles by whatever means you can turn there. I want to speak to you today on a wonderful subject. I think this is my favorite subject. I've got a lot of favorite subjects, but I really think this is my favorite subject. I want to speak to you today about this Jesus. This Jesus. So I'm going to just read a few verses for you in the book of Acts, and I've taken a selection of verses. Because in the book of Acts and chapter 2, we find Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, telling crowds of people about this Jesus. He's trying to explain to them exactly what has just happened, what's going on, and it's all about Jesus. So I'm going to just read a few verses. Look, for example, at chapter 2 and verse 32. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, that you yourselves are now seeing and hearing. All right, let's skip a couple of verses for the sake of time. Go to verse 36. Everybody look at me. Just want to say this again. I don't want you to miss this. Peter has got hundreds of people standing around. In fact, they're right on the southern steps of the temple, right there in Jerusalem, just above the city of David. And there were people coming there from every nation you can imagine. They were from all the known world. In fact, the Bible tells us exactly where they came from. They came from every tribe and every language and every tongue. I mean, this was a melting pot of the nations of the world. That's very important, because we're about to discover that this Jesus is for you. Nobody's left out. Jesus doesn't have race or culture in his eyes. Jesus doesn't see us as black people and white people and Chinese people and Spanish people and African people and American people and European people. They were all there. So Peter gets up and he says, this Jesus God raised from the dead. And then he says this. Listen to this. Get this. This is very exciting. Verse 36. He says, let all the house of Israel know, both for certain, that God has made this Jesus both Lord and Christ. This Jesus, the one you have just crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, what are we going to do? Some of you asking that question right now. What are you going to do? I'm about to show you something wonderful. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about Jesus? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in order to receive the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise, I love this part. Do you know what Peter was saying? Listen to what he says here. He says, the promise is for you and your children and all who are far off. This Jesus is about my grandchildren, about your children, great-grandchildren, sons, daughters. Listen to this. This Jesus, this promise is for you, for your children, for all who are far off, and for everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness. He continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. What a word for us today. Unless, of course, you think we're living in a generation that's not crooked. Those who received this word, his word, were baptized and were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is really quite a wonderful story, what happened here in the New Testament, because essentially, there were thousands of people who were all talking about Jesus. Jesus was the subject. There were a lot of things that had just happened. The crowds were buzzing. You'll remember what happened. You know, it's like there were three categories of people that were around in those days. There were the Jesus belittlers in the crowds. Have you ever been around a Jesus belittler? Someone who belittles everything and anything about Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. Happens on that school campus sometimes, or in that workplace. Politicians do it. Hollywood loves to do it. They belittle anything about Jesus. They make fun of him. They're the mockers. Not only the Jesus belittlers, they were all over around Jesus. We read about them. They were also the Jesus blasphemers. Now, it's one thing to belittle Jesus, but it's another thing to blaspheme Jesus. I challenge any of you today to find many movies that come out of Hollywood that don't at least one time use the name of Jesus Christ as a blasphemy. And they do it in all kinds of things. They will talk about Jesus being the mother of God, and they'll use Jesus' name for this, and they will blaspheme the name of Jesus. You can hardly watch a movie, PG or not. You can hardly watch a movie. They will find somewhere in that movie to blaspheme Jesus' name. Have you ever noticed how strange it is? If you take Islam, I have never watched a movie where I've heard any movie star use the name of Muhammad as a cuss word. Have you? So they were all around. They were everywhere. They were the Jesus belittlers and the Jesus blasphemers, but then there were a lot of Jesus believers. They were there. You remember we saw them at the cross? We watched them as they followed. We watched them as they failed the Lord Jesus, let him down. And yet Jesus still loved them. You know, Paul was like that, by the way. He said, I once was a blasphemer, but now I'm a believer. I want to invite you to believe in Jesus today. I want to invite you, because of what God is saying to you right now, to say, I'm going to change right now from a belittler, maybe a blasphemer, to a believer. And all of these people were there. You know, in many ways, it sort of like reminds us of ourselves. They were all around. And something happened because Jesus was crucified and he went to the cross and he was raised and he appeared to people on the road to Emmaus and at the Sea of Galilee, and he ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father. And there was all of this going on, and then the disciples were wondering what in the world they were going to do, and they had no power, and they sat around and they couldn't do anything. And all of a sudden, God began to manifest himself, because the promise of God became true. Yes, Jesus had gone back into heaven, but the Spirit of God, who is God, came down to this earth and filled these believers and let them begin to speak to all these people. And they all spoke different languages. Go and read about it in the first couple of verses of chapter 2. It's all there. And he gave to them, the Spirit of God began to speak through Peter and the followers of Jesus, and they began to speak. Now I speak, ek kan aan 'n taal praat, maar julle kan niks verstaan nie, né? Ek kan in Afrikaans spreek. En daar is alleenlik een mens wat nou luister vir my en kan verstaan elke woord wat ek sê. I just spoke in Dutch. I speak the language fluently. None of you could understand me, right? At least I hope not. I know some could. I promise you there are some people right now listening to me that said, where did he learn? That's my language. Well, I speak the language fluently. And what happened here at this time, it's an amazing story. There were people from this place and from that place, and all of a sudden, these disciples were able to speak in languages that people, whether it be English or whether it be some kind of European language or African language or whatever it might be, they spoke in languages that could be understood. And the reason for it was because of this Jesus. And Peter, get this, Peter stands up with all of this crowd. And who were in the crowd, by the way? There were Jesus belittlers. There were Jesus blasphemers, and there were Jesus believers. They all lived together, just like us. And what did he affirm? He affirmed a number of things. Number one, that it's this Jesus who did all these miracles. You can read about that in verse 22. He stood up and he said, this Jesus, he's the one who's the miracle maker. What did he affirm? This Jesus is the one who died. It's right there in verse 23. Yes, you're right. All of you belittlers, blasphemers, and believers, I just want to affirm something. This Jesus is the one who was handed over to you. That's him. That's who we're talking about. This Jesus, he affirmed, is the one who came back to life. That's what verse 24 tells us. This Jesus. Jesus is alive. You know, I can just see Peter with these throngs of people coming in and out of the temple, and they all having lunch and bringing up their sacrifices. And there were those, the skeptics, and all these people, and those who were mocking, and those, I mean, it was just a melting pot. Excuse me. Hello. I need to tell you something, and I'm going to tell it to you in your own language. God intends for you to understand everything about this Jesus. This Jesus is the one who did all the miracles. This Jesus is the one who died. This Jesus is the one who came back to life. By the way, he says in verse 32, this Jesus is the one that was seen and heard of.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's message, This Jesus, from Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But you know, as Doc was talking about that idea that God intends for us to understand this Jesus, I pray that we don't let the enemy or others distract us in thinking that, oh no, this is just a great mystery. The truth is, Jesus calls us to come as children. The simplicity of our faith is a root to the good news of the gospel. If you have questions, let's answer those together with God's encouraging word. Give us a call. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. 866-899-9673. We may not have the answer to everything you ask about, but we'll find that out and get back with you. 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's message, This Jesus, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, and then he went to the Sea of Galilee. He had breakfast with them, and then he went back to the Mount of Olives in order to ascend, go back to be with God in heaven. And what Peter was saying, hello, this Jesus, we've seen him. By the way, can I just join that company? I too have seen Jesus. I've seen him. I know him. I know him. He's alive. He's real. I know him. Don't miss this Jesus. I've seen him too. What was he affirming? This Jesus went back to heaven. That's what he tells us in verse 33. This Jesus went back to heaven. The Bible says he ascended up. And I love this statement there. He ascended up to be seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And he also affirmed something else. He said, this Jesus is the one who can give life to everyone. He spoke about that in verse 31. He said, "What? Get this, folks. This is fantastic. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved." Are you ready to do that? I'm going to ask you to do that today. I'm going to tell you right up front. Can I tell you this? I can't save you, but Jesus can. All I can do is tell you about this Jesus. That's what I'm doing today. It's a great privilege. That's why I'm going to ask you to give your heart to Jesus today. You can do it right now. You can pray to receive him. That's what Peter was doing. He stood up and he affirmed. He just got up. All the people were buzzing. Can you imagine the questions? There were some people saying, gosh, at least we got rid of him. There were other people that were saying, listen, man, I don't want to be around those crazy believers. There were others who were saying, you know, whatever we do, we need to find some kind of way to share the love of Christ. Oh, there were belittlers and blasphemers. And boy, those believers out there, they knew. They had a passion. And the Spirit of God came down. And God manifested himself. And the Bible tells us about this. And all the people were coming from all over the nation. And Peter stood up and he said, ladies and gentlemen, while you're going about your business, let me tell you something in your own language. You're going to understand this. Jesus is the one who did all the miracles, and Jesus is the one who died, and Jesus, this Jesus, is the one who was raised up to life again by the power of God. This Jesus was seen. We saw him. We are witnesses to this fact, and Jesus is the one who went back to heaven. And get this, don't miss this. This Jesus can give life to everyone. Listen, folks, we made a decision that this place, God's house, is the place where everyone can invite anyone to come to encounter who? This one. The one. Everyone can invite anyone. Can I just make an announcement? Just quick commercial break. Stop, everybody. Everyone's welcome at First Baptist Church Spartanburg. Nobody is not welcome. Now, did I say that in American English or Dutch English? A hartelijke welkom voor allemaal in hierdie plek. Als jij mij kan verstaan, kan jij hier komen. Allemaal. Everybody is welcome because of this Jesus. And get this, you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us what happened. I love reading incredible accounts, but I want to know what happened. Do you know my least favorite movie is the kind of movie where the two of them, they get together and they meet each other and they go fishing and they get a sandwich together, and he loves peanut butter and she loves jelly, and they finally this, and then they get that, and then they start holding hands, and then the sparks fly, and then they go on a trip, you know, and then the motor car rides over her big toe, and there's a big crisis, and they think this is going to happen, and then he brings out the barbecue and he rescues the whole thing, and then they just going down the street and they look at each lovingly and they say, shall we? And they look at each other, and that's the end of the movie. That is not a movie. That is, I want to know. I have to know. I mean, I just have to know. I got to know, did they get married or didn't they? Okay, so look at what happened. Let me just tell you what happened on the steps here. Number one, they were cut to their heart. That's what verse 37 says right there. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Do you know what that means? It means the Spirit of God convicted them. That's what God's doing to you right now. He's convicting you. He's cutting you to the heart. He, the Spirit of God, is telling you that this Jesus, He is exactly who He says He is. They were cut to the heart. Number two, they were full of questions. Now, if that doesn't sound like us, I don't know, right? They were full of questions. Look at the second part of verse 37. The Bible says, they turned to Peter and to all of those who were speaking in all these languages, and they said, help, what do we do now? It's good to have questions. Do you know that that's one of the reasons why I'm here? One of the reasons. Not because I know everything, because I don't. But I would count it a great privilege to try to help answer some of the questions you have. Don't be afraid of questions. Questions are good things, especially when it comes to this matter of life and death. You can ask questions. Right now, some of you have got some deep questions, don't you? Is God real? How can this possibly be? How could God have a son? How can you separate God like as in Jesus? Doesn't make sense that He would become a baby. Is it necessary? Do I have to do this? What do I have to do in order to know Jesus? Maybe you've got some real doubts in your heart. Do you know that I've had doubts? We all suffer with doubts, don't we? We wonder because we battle. Sometimes our human condition causes us to doubt. And sometimes sickness will do that, you know? And you know, sometimes sickness and circumstances can kind of throw us a little bit off track, even in how we believe and what we believe. They were full of questions. They were told what they needed to do. Now, I love that part in verse 38. So watch, this is what happened here. They were cut to the heart. They became convicted, just like you. Second thing that happened, lots of questions. I want you to ask God any question you want right now. He's got all the answers. And His Spirit will answer that for you. Number three, they were told what they needed to do. Look what He says in verse 38. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. This issue of repenting, you cannot remove that from salvation, from getting to know Jesus and receiving His forgiveness. There's no salvation without repentance. You have to. Repentance means that you come before a holy and a righteous God, recognizing that you are a sinner and being spiritually sorry for that sin. And repentance means that you're willing to cast that sin on what Jesus has already done, and in so doing, you are turning away from your sin toward Him completely, not sort of. All the way. Repentance is a complete about face. What happened? They were given the promise. Oh, let me just let you know, this is not only for you. Watch what happens. This is for your children and for all who are away from God. Yeah, we're back to the same thing again. God loves you. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. And what was the final thing? They were urged to respond. That's what He tells us in verse 40. They were urged, save yourselves from the generation in which you find yourself. And that little word means save yourself from the flow of humankind that belittles and blasphemes the name of Jesus. Become a believer. And I love the final note. This is perhaps the best part of all of it. You know what the Bible tells us in this passage? That in this case, there were over 3,000 people that came to know Jesus. Over 3,000. I mean, they had one unbelievable happening going on. People just came to know Jesus. That's why I want to invite you to give your life to the Lord Jesus.
Join the family. That was just one example of many people coming to Christ. But you know, right now, more than ever, we need to understand that Jesus is using this broadcast, this podcast, this communication that you're listening to us right now in order to communicate His love for you. Don't miss that. It's as simple as that. God loves you and has a plan for your life, a good plan. Let's talk about it. Let's encourage you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, let's just hold off for a minute. Before you call us or talk to anybody else, take one moment, please, these last 60 seconds from Dr. Don, and open your heart to what he's about to ask.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If the Lord has spoken to you and you want to take that next step, let us walk you through the next steps. We would love to connect with you, pray with you, give you resources at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And online at tewonline.org. As you pop up this month, you'll see a great deal of discussion about the picture of end times. And whether you know it or not, Dr. Don is well known for his understanding of the end times and how he makes it understandable for us. Check that out online at TEW. Well, here's Liz with all the details.
The world is rapidly coming to an end. We are seeing the Bible being fulfilled almost every day. Be careful who you watch and listen to. The world is full of false prophets. Hold fast to the Word of God. Give your heart to Jesus now. Join Dr. Don Wilton as he reveals biblical truths about end times in his message, A Picture of End Times. Plus, you will receive See You at the Finish, written by Dr. Wilton. Both of these ministry resources will be sent to you for your gift of $25 or more to the Encouraging Word. You will be inspired and encouraged to finish the race set before you. Call us at 866-899-9673 to request A Picture of End Times, plus See You at the Finish book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
What a great week of studying God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. We have weekend broadcasts coming out as well. And as a matter of fact, if you're familiar with TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Monday afternoon at 6:30 or evening, that's evening in the East Coast, afternoon on the West Coast, 6:30 on TBN, you'll be able to watch and participate with a teaching of God's Word, The Encouraging Word, with Dr. Don Wilton right there on TBN. We encourage you to join us. All the details are online at tewonline.org. The Encouraging Word.